Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO newsroom with your noon update. And today we're going to be talking with Paul Lowenthal, the Santa Rosa Assistant Fire Marshal, who is on the KSRO live line with us right now. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Hey, thank you, Michelle.
So we find ourselves in a red flag warning again. I believe it starts this evening. Is that correct?
That is correct. It does start at 9 o'clock tonight. This was originally a fire weather watch that was in effect for the upper elevations of Sonoma County over 1,000 feet. That then changed to a red flag warning for those upper elevations. And then as of about 3 o'clock this morning, they made the decision to change it for just the upper elevations to now all of Sonoma County.
Wow.
Into the valley floors and out to the coast. And that's primarily going to be because of concerns related to the winds as well as the low humidities. So definitely a change and condition, one that we were hoping would not happen.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, a lot of preparations are going into effect from fire departments across Sonoma County. Santa Rosa is one of multiple agencies, fire departments and fire districts, that will have over 17 engines, additional engines staffed for the duration of the red flag. And they may be held longer if there's a need, but that will be structure engines, wildland engines, water tenders, forming up what we refer to sometimes as strike teams or task forces that will be on top of normal staffing for those respective fire departments. So those will be resources that will be able to quickly respond to any sort of developing fire. And that's something that we've done differently here locally following the Wine Country fires of 2017. So each red flag warning that goes into effect brings additional staffing to our county that will be available to respond to needs here, as well as our neighboring communities as well.
Now, how long are we expected these conditions to last?
So the red flag warning goes into effect tonight at 9 o'clock. Some departments have already increased their staffing as of 8 o'clock this morning. Santa Rosa is one of those, and it will last now until Monday at 11 a.m. It was supposed to originally expire a little earlier on Monday, but it is now extended to 11 a.m. on Monday as of now. Obviously, that's subject to change. We continue to work in close coordination and communication with the National Weather Service to monitor those conditions. But this is really the time, obviously, to heed to a lot of the warnings and the preparations that we've been asking our community to make as we continue to push into fire season. Now, making sure go bags are not just packed and ready, but potentially put in vehicles, making sure your car is topped off with gas, your mm-hmm. cell phone is charged, you know where your additional charger is, and that you have your evacuation checklist ready to go. And that's not to, you know, we're not saying that to scare anybody. It's just right now, especially with what we've seen in this region and across the state, I would rather err on the side of caution and continue to push that information and those preparedness messages over and over again.
Right, right. Is there anything else besides being ready to evacuate that people can do? Or what other things should we be doing?
One of the things that we ask people to do is actually go and check to make sure that their gutters are clear of debris, leaves, other materials that could ignite with ember cast, making sure that, you know, that, like I said, that evacuation checklist is ready to go. Right now, if you go to our website, srcity.org, Know Your Ways Out, mm-hmm. Or srcity.org, evac zones, there's a number of URLs that will get people to different checklists that are easily accessible and can be printed off. The Know Your Ways Out is a good one. It doesn't matter if you live in Santa Rosa or anywhere around Sonoma County. I've got a great checklist that you can print and have ready, and it'll give you all those different tips that you can do before, and then unfortunately if it happens during and then after. But fine-tuning that plan, knowing where you may evacuate to,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of work that's gone into evacuation preparations here locally following with the pandemic in place. So typically we would make plans to have shelters open, whereas now we have plans to open parking lots so that people can evacuate to large open areas, which we refer to as temporary evacuation points.
Mm-hmm.
If we do have an incident and we use those, and obviously encourage people to use those if needed, but ultimately the better plan is to have either a family member or friend that you can go and potentially stay with, and with that, making sure that you have your extra facial coverings and hand sanitizers and other things that you would need to potentially be in a different location.
Yeah, that does complicate things, but if we plan ahead, we should be ready for whatever comes our way. All right, well, I appreciate it. Is there anything else that you want to share with our audience right now?
Just the limiting the outdoor activities, that's going to be the key. I know everybody is literally both, you know, mentally exhausted. It's just been a lot of large-scale incidents around our county over the last several years and around the state. And the last round of fires were primarily because of lightning. We don't have that now. So human elements are next biggest thing that we've got to work to eliminate. And you've seen a number of fires around this county sparked because of activity that occurred outdoors that could have been prevented, whether it's mowing high weeds, certain things that you would think would be obvious to not do. We have to continue to push that message over and over and over again so that we can help avoid one less spark and one less potential wildfire.
We appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Paul Lowenthal, Santa Rosa Assistant Fire Marshal, giving us a preview of the preparations for the red flag warning, which begins tonight at 9 o'clock for all of Sonoma County, continues through Monday at 11 a.m. We will continue to keep a close eye on weather conditions and, of course, bringing you any breaking news as it occurs. I'm Michelle Marquis in the KSRO Newsroom.